Hello and welcome to SAP on Azure Talk. My name is Ravi Kashyap.
And I'm Nathan Weaver. And Ravi, this is a good day to talk about something boring because I'm very tired today.
Yeah, I know. It's Thursday afternoon and I'm off tomorrow.
I'm struggling. I kind of joke about it being boring. We want this to be a boring topic because boring means everything's working as expected, right? So we're talking about backups today. Just to be specific, we're going to focus, obviously, this is an SAP podcast. So we're going to talk about SAP specific items associated with doing backups. But we're in general terms, Ravi, help me out here. Why do I need to do backup? Isn't cloud magic?
Yes, it is. And it takes care of everything else as usual until it doesn't. So you got to configure it. I do agree with you. Backup should be boring. So, you know, there's nothing exciting going on here and you're not losing data. As far as why do we need backups, I think the most important point is point-in-time recovery. If your system crashed or the whole VM crashed or storage crashed, how are you going to recover the system to the point in time? And I've had this happen to me maybe a couple of years ago, where a system crashed, taking the storage with it, and we had to recover from a backup and do a point-in-time recovery using logs. Another big use case is system copy or system refreshes. Most of the time, SAP customers do restore it to QA system or build sandbox. That's a very common use case. When you take the backup production system, move it to the QA or sandbox doing system copy monthly, quarterly, and yearly sometimes. What do you think about DR? Does DR have a use case for backup?
I think it does, especially if you want a low-cost option. I'm a low-cost and I have the time associated with doing a long RTO or recovery time objective. If I've got enough time to rebuild the environment in whatever DR center I'm leveraging, then yeah, why not use backups?
I like the idea of it. It's low cost, but you just need to keep in mind that with lower cost comes a little bit higher complexity. Like we were talking about last time, cost versus complexity. Meaning when you're trying to recover it on the DR side, it's a little bit more complex. And RTO, RPO are higher. Recovery time objective and recovery point objective both are a lot higher than any other DR solution.
Before the cloud is magic statement came, when I used to support environments more on-prem, we always had DR centers. God, I remember back at the old description of Iron Mountain, or having a DR center that you could go to use machinery if you needed to, right? I think that it is an option. You just have to account for going back to the whole strategy discussion. As long as you know your approach, you can have your approach built out to support your time requirements. Again, what are your requirements back to the business?
Talking about Iron Mountain, I think it's a company that moves data to warehouses, right?
Yeah, this was way back in the days of fire. I don't think it was called Iron Mountain. I think there was another name for it. Iron Mountain destroys documents or whatever. But there used to be a place. I remember we had some kind of term like that we used for a DR center back when you would literally take the backups to go to that place. Back in the land when we were inventing fire. You get the idea. Today, if we were going to talk about it, how do I make sure that my backup files are stored in my DR center and I've got the ability to quickly allocate new VMs or leverage existing VMs that I have in the environment, but I got to get to those backups. So that actually leads to our next question, Ravi. Talk to me about what are the different backup types when I think about this for SAP?
I think we got to put this in the context. There's full backup that takes care of everything. There's differential, which is difference between the last full backup and from there, versus incremental is difference between last backup, not necessarily last full backup, but last backup. When it comes time to recovery, especially for databases, you want to have log backups too. That helps in point in time recovery. Another option that I like if you are trying to do something faster is snapshots. But is that a real backup? What's your view about snapshot?
I think it is. I think it is because it's point in time of the environment. But again, I think you have to define out what your strategy is. And Ravi, let me make sure I say this back in my own words to make sure I hear you on the backup type. There's a full backup where I'm literally backing up every bit of data that's associated with whatever is in my SAP environment. Then there's another form. You know, I'll let you guys research differential versus incremental. But what we're doing is taking the changes since the last backup in most cases, whether it's all the way back to the full or from the prior point in time. And then the big thing is how am I sweeping my logs so that whenever I do need to do some kind of recovery or do something with my backups, I've got the ability to get point in time. Obviously, a full backup back in the days of fire, again, Ravi, I'll say it like that. We used to do an offline backup, which means we actually took the SAP system down and then we would back it up once a week. I think through time, obviously, you'll do online backups full, capturing your redo logs or whatever the logs associated with whatever the database is that you're doing. But to go back to your question, snapshots for me, they absolutely are with SAP, I think, a backup. I think the biggest piece, though, is making sure, you'll have to give me the terminology, but you got to freeze your HANA environment, right? You got to freeze it, snap it, unfreeze it.
Yeah, that's right. For Oracle putting the database in the backup mode, similar to that concept, SAP HANA has something called snapshot mode. You put the database in the snapshot mode, then snap it. Important consideration with snapshot is the consistency check. If you take a snapshot of the storage, no matter whether you put the HANA in snapshot mode or not, it doesn't do a consistency check per se, versus if you do a backup, there's an internal consistency check. So you could do a hybrid approach where you take a backup once a week and take snapshot every day and then do some kind of consistency check. So you know that you are able to recover the database. What's the point of backing up something if you can't recover it?
Exactly. All right, so that's a great piece as far as the processes associated with it. Let's dive a little bit deeper. Let me bring up policy. Policies associated with backups are also important. When I say policy to you, Ravi, what kind of things should we consider when we think about backup?
Backup policies to me means, how often do you want to take the backup? What kind of backup you want to take? We're talking about a full differential. What is the retention? How long do you want to keep the backup? I was working with a customer and they wanted to keep it for 15 days because they had to recover a BW system a couple of years ago. These days, if you are recovering a backup from 15 days ago, that's so old that you might as well not restore it.
Well, what's the purpose, right? There's got to be a reason for it. You and I have talked about this with some of our past customers. I know that the on-prem guys, and I still hit this a lot, they want to do 30 days rolling backups plus once a month, and then they want to pull that backup out, and then they want to keep once a year, and they store all this stuff someplace and they never use it.
Once every 10 years. I guess unless you have a regulatory requirement, so like, for example, medical companies do have to keep the backup for a longer time. Unless you have a regulatory requirement, it doesn't make sense to keep backups for months and months or years.
Yeah, I've heard that around keeping data. Obviously, I'm not involved in every industry, but it's one of those things where, understand your requirement. What do you have to do? And what do you have to show that you have the ability to get? Is it just keeping data, or is it actually keeping a backup copy? And then do you have to show how you have to restore it or not? Now, I guess for me, Ravi, my question is, what's a normal cycle now? Is it 15 days? Is it 7 days? Is it 3 days? How long of backups are people keeping on their environment?
The most common pattern I've seen is 4 to 7 days.
We kind of touched on this earlier, but let's say we already talked about how many backups you're going to take, which kind of backups are you going to take, how long are you going to keep them? What's your thought on where do you keep them?
So we're talking about the fire. If fire happens, how do you recover? So same thing can happen in Azure. If you are backing up in the same data center and whole data center blows up, very little possibility, but there is some probability of that. So in the olden days, we used to move data offsite. Similar to that, Azure has something called cross-region replication, wherein you can move the backup to a different region, which is a paired region to the original one. That's a good feature to have, I think. Not only you're trying to recover in the original place, but you can be protected from data center destruction, some kind of fire and stuff, but also to your point of DR, if you're moving to a different region, that could be a low-cost, high RTO, peer disaster recovery solution.
So we're talking about SAP, Ravi. Have you heard of that product before?
Yeah, I think I have.
Okay, when we talk about SAP, what needs to be backed up? Like, what changes with SAP environment?
I think the three major categories are database for sure, because that's where bulk of the business data is. Virtual machines, because most of the time the configuration or kernel and stuff requires a virtual machine, and file systems. File system has the shared directory like profile files or trans directory and some other configurations as well. I do want to highlight that if you're trying to back up application server, let's say if you have 50 application servers for ECC, for example, you don't necessarily need to back up all of those. In the worst case, you can just build a new one. In a lot of cases, in cloud, of course, building a new virtual machine is a lot faster than trying to recover an old one, especially if you have automation in place.
Yeah, I totally agree with you there, Ravi. I don't see a lot of reason on why you would want to back it up, back up application servers rather. I'm totally with you. Why not just rebuild it from scratch? Because it doesn't take a long time to do it. The other thing that kind of touched on, and I think it's implied, but I'll say it out loud, but the other thing is interface files or any of the, all those shared files, right? You mentioned the executables. And I know we got into the conversation before about SAP mount versus SAP MNT. Okay, maybe you keep some of the copies. But it's also having those interface files or anything that you would share across your landscape, just data. Those are the things that you just have to identify from an SAP perspective. And let's also face it that with SAP, it's never just SAP. There's all the components that surround it. So even as you're identifying your policies and what you're backing up when, you also need to make sure that if you do have to bring something back to a consistent state, that you're bringing everything back to a consistent state to support it.
Yeah, an interesting thing about production versus non-production. When I was a basis guy, most of the times, our assumption was if a quality system fails or something crashes, you're not going to restore it. You're going to do a system copy. So in this case, you don't necessarily need a daily backup of quality system. You could do a weekly backup or monthly backup.
Here comes the consultant in me. Unless there's a valuable project that's happening where you've got a bunch of consultants or your own employees working in development. So that's the only other time that I have this. I get into this discussion a lot to say, is development production light? And I think the time where I say it is if I'm involved in a major project where I have a lot of people that I'm paying a lot of money to do work that I want to make sure the system's available.
I do think development is more important than quality because that's where you're doing the development. Quality is kind of debatable, I guess. I get your point. Totally agree. If you have a project going on, sometimes you treat quality system as important as production system in terms of availability too.
Especially when you have a rogue developer who finds out he can do some kind of hint that he can delete a database without
being there. Saying.
All right. I think what we've talked about is a lot of common sense things associated with doing backups. Talk to me about tools. So now let's assume, Ravi, I'm an on-prem kind of guy. I'm used to doing my own little magic stuff. Now I'm moving to this magic cloud. What are some tools that are available to me to backup this environment?
One of the principles of landing zone and a better way of doing things is using the cloud native services. And Azure provides something called, do you want to guess? Azure Backup. How innovative of them, right? So Azure Backup can be used to backup individual disks, virtual machines, even SAP systems like databases such as HANA or SQL Server, for example. Azure Backup integrates a lot of stuff that we're talking about needs to be backed up. Some restrictions such as once a day backup comes into place. You can always do managed disk backup separately, which could be multiple times a day. Same thing for log backups. In recovery, full backup is as important as log backup. So if you're doing once a day backup for HANA database, you should do log backups more frequently. So a lot of people do it every 15 minutes. So you could recover up to 15 minutes. To that extent of SAP, it's certified with SAP backend interface, like HANA backend interface that you can use with Azure Backup. For databases such as Oracle or Sybase, they call it AC these days, I've seen a lot of customers backing up just to the disk and then backing up that disk or backing up the VM where the disk resides. So those are some of the mechanisms. I like the concept of using the native services because it has a lot of built-in resilience comes into place. You can have a LRS, you can have ZRS or GRS kind of storage, wherein you can move it to a different region also. Some important features that I like about Azure Backup are, first one is soft delete. Let's say there's a rogue developer, not developer, I guess the administrator that either deleted the backup on purpose or it happened by mistake. So Azure has something called soft delete, wherein they keep the backup for 14 more days after deletion. Do you know the best part of it? You're not charged for any of that. All the soft deletion, that the data that's kept for 14 days, it's not charged to the customer because Azure takes care of it. The other feature that I like about Azure Backup is instant recovery. The way Azure Backup system is kind of take the snapshot of the whole system and then moves it to the recovery vault. So since you're taking the snapshot anyways, there's a feature called instant recovery. If you wanted to recover the VM faster, it could keep that locally rather than moving to the vault or moving to offsite. And to that extent, Azure Backup lets you configure how many backups you want to keep. So let's say do some testing and then restore it back to the original system after that. So in that case, you would configure the instant recovery saying keep the backups for 3 more days. I do something today and tomorrow I just restore the database, and that's a lot faster than restoring or recovering from the recovery vault. The use case that I can think of this is training systems. I remember when we were doing a new implementation and there were training systems that needed to be refreshed twice or thrice a week because people are holding training and the new people come on every day. So that's a good use case for instant recovery.
Look at you saying thrice. Come on, Rob, you're in Texas. You're not allowed to say thrice.
What do we say here?
Three times.
Okay, there you go.
Let me just jump in real quick, Ravi. I want to point out one topic and then we're going to come back to this. One thing I do want to bring up is if I was a customer who started in Azure, let's say 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I couldn't really use Azure Backup for backing up my HANA database, right? It had limitations. This is one of those areas that Microsoft has continued investment and we're continuing to see enhancements and new bells and whistles coming out with the cloud native pieces. What were the limitations before when it first came out, Ravi? It was 2 terabytes?
It was 2 terabytes only on SUSE Linux. Red Hat was not supported. So over the time, Red Hat support has been added. The size has increased to 8 terabytes instead of 2, and a lot of new features. I think we were talking about it last time. When you review an Azure service and it doesn't meet your need, go back in a couple of months and take a look at it again. There's a good chance that a lot of new features have come up, not only from what Microsoft thinks we should be doing, but a lot from customer feedback on what people are looking for, and we integrate those features as a new version. I do know that you like snapshots, so HANA does have a snapshot feature with ANF. Azure Data Files, if you're using as a storage system, it gives you a snapshot mechanism where you can put the HANA database in the snapshot mode, take the snapshot of the file system, and then you can also move it to the DR region.
Yeah, and I've seen that too, Ravi. I love the whole ANF or the Azure NetApp files, all the things that they're doing there. And the question is snapshot a backup? Okay, we can go into that debate or discussion on that, but I do like the approach with ANF. I do like the idea of even using Azure backup snaps. You just talked about it before, how you could do a regular backup using SAP tools to storage. So you back it up to a VM that has storage attached to it or wherever the configuration of that, but then you snap that to have that backup. Right, so you back it up to storage and then you snap the backup.
Exactly. I do think snapshot has its place, but snapshot and backup are two different things in my mind because of the consistency check. Up to last year, Azure didn't have a way to kind of represent everything reporting point of view. So a lot of customers like third-party systems. I think third-party systems are still great, but since Azure launched Azure Backup Center, that shows you a view of what's happening, what systems are configured for backup, how often these things are happening. That's one of the improvements that we took from customer feedback.
Let's be clear, Ravi, you and I've talked about this in the past too. There's also a place, especially if I'm a customer running many different applications in Azure, I may have support models in place. Maybe I've got a cloud managed services provider who's supporting all my applications. Maybe it makes sense to have a third party application performing my backups.
Yeah, absolutely. I've seen Commvault and some of the other ones as well. I think 3 main criteria besides if you have a managed service for using third-party software is more features. Azure has evolved a lot, but these backup tools have been there for a while. So for some cases, they are a lot more advanced or come with a lot more features. Plus, if you're using an enterprise-wide software, so for non-SAP systems or everything else, you're using some software and you want to be consistent in cloud, especially since Azure supports third-party systems, and that's a good idea to just bring in your own tool and be consistent with reporting, and people know how to use it and are comfortable with it for that matter. Reporting is one of the other ones that I was saying before the release of Azure Backup Center. There was not a good way to report everything. So if I am a big company that has thousands of VMs being backed up and I don't want to compile the report and see what the status is, I think third-party systems reporting could be a good way to look at the enterprise-wide system and what's happening with the backup and recovery.
Yeah, Ravi, and I think this is an important point too, that if I'm using Azure Backup, it's more of a service that I'm buying where I'm defining the Azure vaults and where I'm putting storage and where I want it moved. I'm taking care of that more as a service. But if I get into leveraging third-party tools, then I got to set up my VMs and my availability around making sure those VMs are operating. It's not a problem. It's just what you have to do. It's you're providing compute. You need to make sure that compute is available as well.
That's correct. To that extent, it's not an either-or conversation, not about whether you should use Azure Backup or whether you should use a third-party backup. You could just combine it. Use Azure Backup for some things that are easier to integrate and bring in third-party systems wherein it has additional features or something that you like more about those.
Yep. So I'm ready for a nap now. I'm tired. Hopefully we never have to really dive into it. Obviously, backups are extremely important. You need to make sure you can take the backup. And as you said, Ravi, that you can actually restore the damn thing because if we ever actually need it. So in continuing on with what I hope are boring conversations, next time we're going to talk about disaster recovery. And when I say BCDR, what's that mean, Ravi?
We were talking about business continuity and disaster recovery. So backup comes under business continuity. We're going to talk about next piece of BCDR, which is disaster recovery, what it means for SAP, and how do we do it in Azure and bring the cloud magic to disaster recovery.
That's right. My favorite thing in having conversations with customers about the BCDR that people always forget is how are your end users going to access the environment if there's an outage? So Ravi, I know you live in Texas. Just make sure that if there's a disaster on the East Coast, I'm coming to your place and I'll set up shop there. So you're my BCDR contingency plan for me having access if I need to. How's that?
I can say the same thing. BCDR was both ways.
The disaster recovery topic, I actually like it. I think it's interesting because it's another one of those things where I think we continue to see improvements happening on how do we make sure we can actually support this environment.
Yep.
Ravi, great talking to you as always.
I'll let you talk to you later.